Good afternoon, the Exotic Fat. This is Emily.
Oh, hi, Emily. This is Kirsty Wingman's calling. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. I have a interesting advice today and or request for advice.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm a sister pigeons in the local area.
Yeah, yep.
With Big Boy just being gone, I've been caring for a few.
Yeah.
I've had a recent circumstance. Now, I've spoken to my other vet across the road today. I have had people poison my yard.
Okay.
Obviously, a disgruntled neighbour. I've spoken to two out of the three neighbours. Because we've all got young grandchildren around the area as well, in their yards, my yards. Obviously, I have my cat who sniffed out the pellet in the first place.
Oh, gosh.
So, I've got them on standby for Romeo at the moment.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to let you know, number one, that this has happened. They are blue pellets. I have not had them tested.
That's like
rat sack. Yeah. I've collected them. I've spoken to the poisons department. I have to lodge a formal police report.
Yeah.
In which I'm happy to do so. And I've also been in contact with Pigeon Rescue Queensland, who's now a not-for-profit organisation.
Yeah. Have you called Pigeon Racing Australia as well?
No, I haven't. That was my next question about, because obviously there's some registered flocks around here.
There are, yes. There are quite a few.
Yeah. And that was my advice, as in, number one, I'm letting you know because there's obviously pigeons in the area that may be brought into you.
Yeah.
And number two, who do I make contact with next?
I guess Racing Pigeon Australia. And then follow the prompts for the police report. There's not much. You can try contacting RSPCA, and then they can form a complaint, like a report, send someone out as well, an investigator.
Yep.
Because it's an animal welfare case.
Yep.
That would be the next sort of point of contact, I guess.
Yep. Because obviously it's legal to put poison in people's yard.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'd lodge it with the police, contact RSPCA, but also, maybe contact the Australian Pigeon Society. I think I've got their number somewhere. Hang on. The Racing Pigeon.
I'll just get a pen. Because I've been rehabilitating a pigeon for the last 2 weeks. Mm. He's healthy as now, but he was in terrible pain.
Yeah.
Basically flushed him out, gave him the pain relief that I got from Vanessa, and he's quite healthy now, but... Mm. I'm wondering if that was the original issue.
Yeah.
I think he's gone blind.
Okay. I mean, if it's rat sack, they get internal bleeding. So it sounds like it's rat sack, but usually that's how it affects. It's but that's the sort of toxin it is. It causes internal bleeding, and then they can't clot their blood, and then they can have an aneurysm or a stroke or something like that. So.
Right, yeah, so I am watching his poos at the moment.
Mm. Yeah, the contact for the Queensland Pigeon, Racing Pigeons, it's their email address because they're quite a large organisation.
Yep.
So it's QRP.
QRP, yep.
F. And then pigeons, P-I-G-E-O-N-S.
So Q-R-P-F for Fred.
Yep, that's right. And then
pigeons.
Yep, at gmail.com.
Okay. So qrpfpigeons@gmail.com.
Yeah, and the administration secretary, his name's Barry.
Barry, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay.
And I've just gotten all that off their website.
Okay, all right.
Alrighty.
I will notify them.
Yeah.
But I just thought I'd let you know that this has happened over the last week.
Yeah, in case we get any come in.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Too easy.
Not,
well, thanks for letting us
not
know.
Not that we want that, but...
No, but at least we've got the heads up. And,
yeah,
RSPCA, or if they're no help, try animal welfare, but usually RSPCA, they've got to send investigators, or the council as well. Both of them will send out a ranger to do a report, usually.
Yep. I've tried the council. They're hard to get onto. Sit me on hold for ages.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I mean, they're hard for us as well. So even try lodging an online thing. I find that even when I've had
yeah.
to talk to them online, they've actually gotten back quicker.
Yep, yep. I will submit something that I can
yeah.
get a reference with.
That's it. Too easy. Alrighty. Well,
okay.
All the best. And hopefully we don't see any of them. But thanks for letting me know.
Hopefully, because Pigeons Rescue Queensland said it's not the only case in Redcliffe they've heard about.
Yeah, no, people have, we haven't had any come in so far, but,
yep.
yeah.
Yep.
Not nice
all good.
There. All right, Kirstie, well, have a good rest of your day.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
That's okay. Bye.